This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello world, you welcome back to K-Drama Time with Vinvi. You already know me, I'm your host Vinvi, and with me here your co-host Miriam. Over to you, girl.
Hello everyone, I'm so glad to be here today.
Okay, you can tell from the tone of our voices that we actually so excited for today's episode. This is our official first episode. Today we're going to be reviewing. Can you tell them the drama we'll be reviewing today?
Vincenzo. Vincenzo. Oh my god. We're going to be reviewing Vincenzo, and I've been preparing, you cannot even imagine, so much for this particular episode.
It's actually pronounced Vincenzo. I don't know why you're saying it's Vincenzo. It's Vincenzo. It's an Italian name.
Whatever. I'm not Italian. I'm Nigerian.
Okay.
First of all. Secondly, that name actually in the movie has had different pronunciation. Let me tell you. Like, for example, in episode one, when Vincenzo, who happens to be my new Korean love, actually went to see Emilio. You know, when Fabio died, his boss, he went to see Emilio on the burial day. I know that Emilio pronounced his name as Vincenzo.
Yeah. Vincenzo.
Now, when he got to Korea himself, he told them, when he was telling them his name, he said his name was Vincenzo. Now, it wasn't Vincenzo or Vincenzo.
It's Vincenzo. That C-E-N is pronounced as Chen.
It was Vincenzo. Yeah, Vincenzo.
Yeah, Vincenzo.
When, later on, in episode 4, when, what they call that man, the crazy one, the villain, Jung-woo in the movie, when he was talking to him, after they went to release the girl, Miss Hong, that is the lawyer from Yu Shanyong from the police station, he pronounced his name as Vincenzo Cassano.
Yes, that's the American pronunciation. You know he's American.
Oh my God. But Vincenzo at that point told him, "You are actually the first person that is pronouncing my name very well."
Yes, that is like the Korean American pronunciation. You know, Koreans, they tend to speak American English whenever they learn English, but the right pronunciation is Vincenzo. Is an Italian name. Okay, can we go on?
As far as I'm concerned, the name Vincenzo already has three pronunciations, even from the movie. So who am I? I go with the American pronunciation.
I go with the Italian pronunciation. You know, he's my namesake. I'm Vincentia.
This one's already claiming relationship.
Yeah, because you guys don't actually pronounce my name right. You guys say it as Vincentia instead of Vincentia. That's the actual pronunciation. Alright, let's go straight into the movie. Vincenzo is a South Korean television series starring Song Joong-ki as the title character, alongside Jeon Yeo-bin, that's the lead actress, Ok Tae-young, the villain. I'm in love with the villain. He's actually a K-pop idol. He's a musician and part of this boy band 2PM. I don't know if they've disbanded. They are under JYP, or they used to be under JYP, but he's jawlines are to die for. He's too hot. The villain is hot. It also stars Kim Yo Jin and Kwak Dong Young. I love Kwak Dong Young so much. He's the villain's younger brother. You know, I wouldn't say he's a good person in the movie. He's not good. He's not bad either. The other lawyer is just trying to make him do things. And I love how he shivers when he wants to do something bad. Okay, so this drama is...
I think just speak for now.
Yeah?
Because where are we? I believe along the line, he's going to show us other sides of him that we've not seen yet.
Yeah, you know...
Maybe he should just be speaking for now.
Okay, you know, we're actually reviewing from episode 1 to 14 today. And it's 2 episodes left. That's 15 and 16.
Well, I can't say for sure. You can't actually say for sure. Because the way Vincenzo is actually going, and Vincenzo being a Netflix original...
I think it will have another season. It will have a second season.
Yes, I think it may have a second season.
Yeah, okay.
Because the way it's going, I don't think it's going to end here. Like, it's becoming more... So many things are coming up. It's becoming more tough, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
It's becoming more intriguing, more dramatizing, no? So, like, I don't think it's going to end here. I think there's more episodes to it. And I think along the line, this Jones, I don't know his real name, the K-pop idol, his younger brother, I think he's going to become the real villain.
Yeah, the real villain.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm actually betting on him. I think the other lawyer who doesn't even have mind to kill anybody, and he's afraid of this or that.
Are you sure? Are you sure? That guy seems evil. He seems very evil. I think he's pretending. Okay, wait, before we get there, we've not actually said the genre of this drama. It's a dark comedy. It's a dark comedy crime genre, which it also has action in it too. So what's the plot? Let me just... Lots of action. So this drama is about Park Joo Hung, also known as Vincenzo. His real name Song Joong-ki, who at the age of 8 went to Italy after being adopted by Don Fabio, head of the Cassano mafia family. So I think we can start, you know, stating our opinions from here. We'll tell our listeners what this drama is about, what we like about it, what we don't like. We give our final opinions and all that. Are you ready to go? Who is going first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, like I already said, the drama on its own, I can't say. Well, there are some scenes that I did not like. Obviously, before the father of Yu Shanyong died.
Hong. Okay, Mr. Hong.
Yes, Mr. Hong.
Okay.
I did not really like so many of his scenes, you know, because he was too, like, hot-headed. Like, he knew he was jumping into fire and he wants to jump into fire. It wasn't strategic. He wasn't planning. And it was because he wasn't planning that so many things went wrong. He wasn't planning. You are dealing with such powerful people, a powerful company like that that holds the prosecution, the, what they call it, the, what do they call those lawyer people? What do they call these judges? The judiciary.
Yeah.
He holds a lot of power. They hold so much power. And then you are dealing with this kind of people that you know that you don't even stand a chance with. And you're not even strategic.
Well,
and you conclude that you are like, oh, well, I know that the smart people rule the world, but the stubborn people like me are the ones that...
That will change the world. Do you know what? You won't blame him. He's an old lawyer. Even this, what's his name? The Wusan lawyer, this new lady. You know, she was also using that old tactics before the villain. I keep forgetting his name in the movie. But his real name is Ok Tae-young. Because before the villain said, told her something, she should learn from Vincenzo that her ways are outdated. So you can't even blame lawyer Mr. Hong, because he doesn't know what's up.
His name in the movie is Jungwoo.
Okay.
His name in the movie is Jang Jungwoo.
Okay, Jang Jungwoo. Okay, yes, that's true. Jang Jungwoo or Jang Han Suk. So we wouldn't blame Mr. Hong because he does not know what's up. He does not know what these new generation lawyers, they do. Just imagine his daughter. You know, his daughter was among the bad guys, was working for Wu-Sang. Yeah, so the new generation lawyer, you know, the young girls, young lawyers, they know what's up. So his own is always fighting for justice. He always wants to do everything the right way. He does not want to take any evil step. Yes, so we wouldn't blame him. I like his scene. He was a very nice man who loved his daughter and was always telling his daughter to leave, you know, leave that bad part. I still recall their scene in court when the both of them were against each other.
And the girl was so happy when she won the father and she got back to the office and was dancing.
She's so crazy.
Chiang has won. Chiang is the best.
Than Vincenzo.
Exactly. No other person. And the girl is smart. Like, she's quick to know that, okay, this is it. This person is like this.
Yes.
And she just, like, I think she put one and two together and knew that it was the boy that did that. And after everything, you know, she was just there. And when they now decided, even after that scenario, the guy still wasn't even, like, giving her face like that.
Yes.
Like, it was to save her.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care. Whatever you like, you do it. Yeah.
And you can't fight this battle. Be on your own. And he was just telling the girl that he doesn't live his life like that. That his own life is an eye for an eye. You know. And so the girl that decided to come properly to him and strike a deal.
Okay.
Because she knew that he needed something. He was protecting that plaza for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, can we...
I she did not guess right, but she guessed as though it was maybe, it was his plaza or something.
Yeah.
Can we
just tell our listeners what this drama is about? Before we go into details on the character, the ones we like, so what's the drama about? Like I said earlier, Vincenzo was, he left to Italy at the age of 8, when he was adopted into the Cassano family in Italy. They are a mafia family, and we all know what happened. His mother left him at the orphanage. I wanted to say abandoned, but I don't think that wasn't her intention, because she... Yes, it wasn't her intention, as she was diagnosed with cancer. Was it stage 3? Yeah, she thought she was going to die very soon. And she wanted her dear son, Vincenzo, to, you know, live a good life. So that's why she did that. And after everything, Vincenzo came back to South Korea to secure the bag. Yes, the guy just came to secure gold. He didn't plan for this Mr. Hong to fight back.
Yeah, and that's the dream. He planned for all this. At the point, he was telling himself to focus on the main reason why he came.
Yeah, so Vincenzo came down to South Korea to get his gold. And the plaza, does it belong to Vincenzo or the other man? Who is the real owner?
It belongs to Mr. Wang that died.
Okay, yes. I mean, that other guy, the other guy that was leading him. And you know, that guy is also a spy. Yes, he's also a spy.
Yes, the guy is a spy. Mm. Actually, Mr. Cho actually is a friend of Vincenzo's, actually.
Yeah, Vincenzo saved him.
Exactly.
Yeah, he saved him back in Italy.
Huh? I think it was all a setup.
No, it wasn't.
Because along the line, you know, anyway, like later on, at episode 14, I think 13 or 14, we got to find out that he was working with the other prosecutor, that righteous prosecutor.
Yes.
So many twists and turns in this movie, I swear. episode 14, yeah, we got to find out that he was working with the other prosecutor. So how can you say for sure now that their meeting wasn't planned?
No, I don't
even his meeting with Mr. Wang was already planned because of the guillotine fine.
Yeah.
Hey, and he was the one that killed Mr. Wang.
Yes, that guy. No, you know, he said something in episode, was it 13 or 14? You know, they went to the monk's place and they opened where the gold reservoir and all that. So that other guy, Mr. Cho, brought out a gun and something. He thought that file was in there and all. So he was like, I can't do this to you. I can't betray you. I won't shoot you. Just let me go away with one gold because you saved my life. So back in Italy, Vincenzo saved him. I don't know what happened, but that's what he said.
Yeah, he literally said that twice now in the movie.
Yeah.
Well, let's just believe he saved him, and the saving him wasn't pre-planned.
Yeah, I don't think it was pre-planned.
The good thing about this drama, although it had a lot of twists and turns, there's still a little bit of romance going
on. No romance! Yeah, there is! Oh, let's talk about that kissing scene, that unplanned kissing scene. Oh my god!
Where those couples have to propose to each other. I hear the funny part, I don't understand how the couples could enjoy the other village setting compared to this extravagant setting that was already planned. No, you know?
Some people are like that. Yeah,
and this girl was just deflecting everything.
Yeah,
they had to kiss each other. Oh my god.
Yeah, when they said, it's time, kiss each other. And Miss Chong just held him. You know, she has been longing for that since.
I'm telling you, they actually kissed each other in a scene before then.
Are you sure?
This kind of deep kiss here. It was just like a mouth-to-mouth something, like they just pecked each other or something like that.
What happened? So. Did I skip that part?
I can't really remember that scene. I think something like that happened before. No, they didn't. They almost did.
Uh-huh, I know they didn't.
I was drunk, yeah.
Yeah.
But when Magoli, they call it, the one that the father of the girl taught the guy how to drink. When the girl came to Vincenzo's house, you know, when those robbers those people came to her house to threaten her, you know, and then she came to Vincenzo's house and but couldn't stay in Vincenzo's room because of Inzaghi. You know Inzaghi?
Yeah. Inzaghi, the bed. Another terrorist.
Yeah. So, like, this scene there, I think that was when she tried them. They wanted to kiss each other, but they didn't kiss each other.
No! She's the one that wanted to. Vincenzo has never made an advance to kiss her.
He actually didn't happen. But almost did.
Anyways, that kissing scene is so hot. You know, when she held Vincenzo and kissed him, then Vincenzo, would I say, he was surprised, then his comeback was super. That guy is a good kisser. He's a good kisser.
But you can't actually say he didn't want it, actually.
No.
Because he likes her.
Yeah.
He likes just like holding back and, you know.
Yeah, to be focused. Yes.
That's a mission. He has a mission in Korea. That's actually... He likes her, and that's the reason why he's already taking the whole plan. It's not like he's taking getting the plaza back, not on seriously. That is on seriously, not seriously. But the fact is that he's now more focused into fighting Babel for money.
Yes, than the gold.
Than the gold, yes. So, and I think all this is because he likes her. He actually likes her. It's not because she said she promised to help him with the plaza. Even without the girl, you and I knew that he can get that plaza.
Definitely.
He didn't say yes to her because the girl really wants to help out with the plaza, or because he knows that the girl can help out with the plaza and all that. He can help him with the plaza and all that. He said yes because he wanted to just help the girl. Nothing more than that.
And because of the girl's dad. Because of the girl's dad too, he liked the man a lot.
He liked the man.
Because, yes. You know, the man was taking care of his mother.
Yeah. Very true. So many things. There are so many things to look out for in Vincenzo. If we start going episode by episode, like, so many.
So many.
My best scene. Oh, my God. In fact, first of all, did I tell you how I got to know about this movie? Initially, like, a friend of mine, Keros, by name, like, they just posted that Vincenzo was out, and, you know, her first, what they call it, post on Vincenzo, she just posted when Vincenzo was coming out of Emilio's house and threw the lighter, and the whole place was burning, and she tagged it, she captioned it, she was like, when you mess with the mafia boss.
Big boss. Like, wow. Big boss. Big boss.
I already love the character from Jonas and the Sun, so I thought, like, oh my God. And then I ended up seeing the movie and I saw Vicenzo's character. I know Vicenzo's brother, that is the man that adopted Vicenzo, Don Fabio. His son. You know, because the man died, so the son was now thinking that Vicente will now start serving or being loyal to him. Mm. But Vicente now dealt with him and taught him a lesson. When he sent people to come and kill Vicente, Vicente now, I think Vicente planted a bomb in his car or something. You know, he didn't even know, the idiots. When he came out of his car, the next thing Vicente called him, I was like, you sent people to look for me, don't ever try that again. That next time, it will be you in the car. It will not just be you losing the car. It will be you in the car losing your life and the car. Don't ever look for me again. I'm leaving, never to come back.
Vincenzo's character, that's Song Joong-ki's character in this movie, Vincenzo, is so charismatic. I love his suit, you know, his suit briefcase. Damn, it's so hot.
Remember that laundry guy, oh my God, like the man did it intentionally, I swear.
Do you think so?
Look at the second time he ironed the suit now. He ironed it very well when they were going to court.
Oh, everyone in that plaza, they are just so mysterious and funny. I love the characters.
And you can't even know them. Who would have known that girl was the girl, was the person that built the...
Yeah.
She likes Vicenzo, that he's so handsome. And all that. Who would have known that she was the one that built the security system for that group?
Yeah, she's a hacker.
Who would have known? Nobody would have known.
Nobody, because...
I believe there are more characters there than we even know.
No, you know what? I think some people will actually notice because she behaves in a very weird way. Very weird character. You see her walking like a ghost. Like, what's doing this? Or what's up with this girl?
I'm telling you. And so many times, I should just be calculating her head.
Mm. Yeah, so she's mysterious.
In the basement.
Yeah.
Because when they took them to go and enjoy some outing and all that,
yeah,
and then they rushed back that they wanted to come and check before the gold and all that, like, why would only Vincenzo and Mr. Cho meet up in the plaza, because they called Mr. Cho the former, and they all came back together, and when they did, they found Vincenzo just there in the temple praying
criminals.
Yes. That he was praying, but she did not. She kept on looking at the ground very well, and then she noticed,
yes,
something. Oh my God, so many scenes. And then who would have even believed that those gangsters would even team up with them?
Yes, the first episode they wanted to evacuate the tenants. I love the character development.
I'm telling you, look at the Zelo dealt with Mr. Na, the person that was giving the orders.
Almost threw him away from the window.
I'm telling you,
then
the war between Jan Hanso and Vincenzo, it's going to become very tough. Especially because nobody's going to know who the winner is going to be. Well, because Vincenzo is the lead character, we know that he's going to win almost everything, but I think the guy is still going to deal with him very well before anything.
Yeah, you know, do you know what Vincenzo did to him in episode 13? Poured him blood, disgraced him, public embarrassment. Huh?
I
felt bad for him. I felt so bad.
I'm telling you, see, like, I need to tell your viewers this. If this movie, like, I'm already giving you a lot of spoilers.
It's a drama. It's a series.
Really going to it, like, episode by episode. In fact,
we'll spoil it for people, which is not fair.
Just, you, it's a movie, it's a series that you need to see.
Yes.
If you've not seen it. And even if you're not a K-drama fan, just try. The good thing about this K-drama series, their MDs are usually not very high.
Mm-hmm.
Like 50-something at most. See the movie and I think you would thank the MV later. But you would want to shoes. Because this movie is dope. It's really dope.
Yeah.
I mean, apart from the fact that, okay, look at episode 14. Even the way it ended, like, they make you look out for more. The suspense is Initially, I was thinking, well, we're going to be just 16 episodes. Oh, my dear. After seeing episode 14.
14. Twice. Yeah, I'm just thinking, how are they going to round up everything in just two episodes?
Two episodes.
I just hope they don't rush it. Yeah, I hope they don't rush it.
There's going to be more to it.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so, because I want to keep seeing his face. I also want to see the villain's face. I want to see his younger brother's face. There's a scene I want to talk about.
Yeah.
You know when they came to arrest, they arrested him, the villain. Please remind me his name. I can only recall his real name, Ok Tae Kyung. You know when they came to, when they arrested him, do you see the evil smile on his brother's face? And also when they poured him blood, like, I laughed my lungs out there. I'm like, this guy is bad.
That is the reason why I'm telling you that the brother is going to become bad. Worse, badder. Let me use the word baddest.
Baddest.
Because he has seen the brother kill their dad.
Mm-hmm.
He has seen the brother kill so many other people. He knows that his brother is bad. And he knows that his brother knows that he tried to take his life. So the brother would want to take his life.
Yeah.
So you would see it. The other lawyer, I think this crazy woman, I was saying to buy, I just got her name again. The prosecutor.
Yeah, I know her. Yeah, Miss Choi. Choi Mong Hee. Her name is Choi Mong Hee.
She, I know that she has plans to maybe take over the law firm or something like that. She thinks she's evil. But this other lawyer guy that is always acting like a fool.
That guy is a bad guy. Babe, that guy is a bad guy. No, like, to me, it doesn't even seem like a fool. It seems like if he's putting on an act. That guy is not good, and he's the one pushing Okteyong's younger brother to, you know, to do bad, to you know, revenge, to backstab his brother. That man is not a good man at all. I'm just waiting to see his character development, what he turns out to be.
But you know that he started doing that way after Hanso, that is Okteyong, after he killed the other prosecutor.
Yeah, in his presence, he became scared.
And so, he now decided to switch places. Like, I mean, I've been seeing this other chairman who acts like a dummy, but he has not killed anyone. So how come this one now, that used to be my supposed junior, is now killing people, you know, without even mercy or thinking about it? Like, the guy is a psychopath.
Yeah, he's psycho. He's not normal.
And because of that, he tried to switch places, like, he doesn't want to want that kind of person. But this other guy likes showing Mohin, because this one is like the devil. That lady is, in fact, she's a demon.
She's evil. I think she planned the murder of Mr. Hong. She did. She did.
Single-handedly, without telling even the lawyer.
Yeah, she did.
But the lawyer found out on his own. Lawyer knew that he was the one that planned it, but just pretend ignorance. She planned it all. She did that to chase the Yushayong
away. Yes. So she can take over.
She has a plan, and she knows that with Yushayong there, she won't be able to succeed. She won't be able to go far with her plans, because the girl was always standing up to her, even if not directly, but indirectly. She knew the girl is smart. The lady knows the girl is smart.
Very smart.
And that the girl will catch up to her plans if she's still there. So she decided to do away with the girl. But me, I know that these two people teaming up together now, they will soon be the real villain. In fact, the battle that Anso has to fight is high, because apart from fighting his family battle with this guy, you know, this guy now went to Vicenzo and was trying to plan with Vicenzo in episode 13.
And Vicenzo turned him down. Vicenzo said he doesn't like to put his hand in family matter. Then his family betrayed him. Oh my God, it's getting so tough.
His family betrayed him.
Yeah, so I think he will go back to him.
I am telling you. I don't even... Why did that his brother do that? Very sad.
Okay.
Just right immediately after telling that he cannot involve himself with the betrayal of family members.
So that his family would... Yeah, so his family would betray him.
His family would betray him too. So I'm surprised that he still sees that guy as his family. But unfortunately, the guy has never seen him as a family, because if he actually did, he wouldn't send people to kill him. The way I'm seeing this whole thing, Vicenzo may actually finish from Korea and go back to Italy to deal with that guy.
I can't wait to see that. It's going to be a fun part. We've spoiled this drama enough. So we've reviewed from episode 1, like summarized episode 1 to 14, and on Thursday we're going to do episode 15-16. That's the grand finale. I don't know if it's going to be the final part or if they'll have no spin-off season 2 or more season. So we're going to end here for today, so we don't, you know, blow out everything for people who haven't watched this drama. I'm going to give it a 9/10 rating, because it's almost perfect. It's a perfect drama. The characters, everything, you know, yes, everything, they're acting top notch. They portray, they really brought their characters to life. Then okay, let's not just talk about the characters and the actors. Let's the writer. Wow, kudos to the writer. The person really did
it.
The person did a great job. The director.
Yeah, because I think the director did a great job in directing most of. Did you see that crazy scene in the court? I don't know how that girl was able to pull that scene off, but I think the director tried. Seriously, the whole crew.
That girl is crazy.
She is crazy.
Very crazy. She's
very crazy. I'm telling you. I don't even know how they were able to pull off. You know, Korea is not a place that how will I put it now? That lesbianism and homosexuality worked out fine. Mm. But they actually played a role in the movie that states that someone was actually gay. You know, in Korea, someone is gay, they torment the person. If you have seen most of their high school movies, mm-hmm. that are gays, those people, they hide themselves, they cannot come out to speak out, because once you are caught, people start segregating you, start cursing you and all that, from some of their movies I've seen like that.
Yeah, and do you know that episode is actually one of my favorites from this season, because I really love the bromance. You know, in Korea they call it bromance when they are two close male friends. It's called bromance. So that gay guy and Vincenzo, I love how he was all over him. He was so cute. It was so cute. I loved it. I want more. Like the chemistry, even though Vincenzo wasn't comfortable, you know, he wasn't comfortable, but I love the chemistry. And you know, they were co-stars in, okay, you've not seen Ada Chronicles. They were co-stars in Ada Chronicles too. Yeah. Now I love the chemistry. That episode should be one of my favorites because of the scene. It's beautiful. I love it. So Marianne, I think
my favorite episode was when the bee stung the judge. During the next court session, you have to bring him. What do you call this people now? Like these people that patch insecticides and swine balls and stuff like that. Oh, like, you have to come with
this
to protect himself.
This drama is a must-see because it incorporates all genre. It's action, it's dark, there's crime, there's suspense, everything. It's a dark comedy. It's fun to watch. And Lawyer Hong had display in court, you know, when she was trying to, you know, she was using different tactics, but it didn't work. And there was a part she fell on the floor. That girl is crazy, man.
It's crazy. Not like the director tried. Like, how could they do that? I'm sure they must have played that scene over and over again. Seriously speaking, she's very crazy.
Crazy in a good way. We like her.
The judge was thinking that, the Babel company and their lawyers were thinking they had won because mm-hmm. the judge was always had countermeasures for all her tricks. But like, he didn't see the aspect of the bee coming. You know? He didn't see it. No, none of us saw it.
We didn't see it. And you know, they were actually planning the plaza tenant. They were actually planning, but yeah. We didn't know they were going to go that far. Please, babe, let's end here. We're giving out too much. You know, it's a new drama and most people haven't seen it. On Thursday, we'll be reviewing episode 15 and 16. Here is episode 1 to 14. And you can always watch this drama. It's on Netflix. You can watch it on Kiss Asian. You can watch it on Drama Cool. So there are so many places to watch.
You can even download it from Net Nigeria. Yeah. I download mine from Net Nigeria.
Yeah. So there are so many sites to watch good Korean dramas. And make sure you don't meet Vincenzo. This is a high class drama. A 10 over 10. I gave it a 9 over 10 before. No, I take that back. I'm rating it 10 over 10. Marianne, what about you?
My dear.
Your rating.
10 over 10.
Yeah, so this is a very good one. Thank you guys so very much for listening to today's episode, our very first official episode, Vincenzo Review. Thanks a lot. Don't forget to subscribe. Thank you. Marianne, do you have any other thing to say?
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah, don't forget to subscribe.
And share too.
And look out for the video in black.
Oh, Thank you very much, darling. I have a short film I produced titled The Savior in Black, which will be released in July. I think 5th July. Babe, do you know why I'm releasing it 5th July?
No.
It's my anniversary.
It's
an
anniversary for VTV or anniversary for I don't get.
You know, not
VTV. No. A man cannot be doing all this kind of thing.
Savior in Black is a dark, mystery, thrilling short movie, and I assure you guys, you're going to enjoy it if you love dark movies, you know, dark suspense. It's not comedy. There's no love, no romance, no element of love or romance in it. It's just dark, mystery, thrilling. So you're going to like it. And whenever it's out, you guys will be the first to know. So thank you very much. We're signing out now. Bye. Thanks for listening to K-Drama Time with Vinvey. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.